Also this morning, the New York Times has new details about the sexual harassment accusations facing Harvey Weinstein and how he may have kept them hidden for decades. Chanel Jones is here with more on all that.
Good morning. All of this comes amid the Me Too movement. And as we just mentioned, Time recognizing the Silence Breakers as the person of the year. The New York Times looking at Weinstein's powerful relationships and how he reportedly used them as cover, providing possible answers to questions about how Weinstein's alleged behavior could be kept out of the spotlight for so long.
This morning, new details on how Harvey Weinstein apparently covered up years of reported sexual harassment. In a wide-ranging report, the New York Times describes a complicity machine inside and outside of his company and says he used his friendships with major power players from the world of politics, business, and the media to his advantage. The Times writing, according to nearly 200 interviews, some aided his actions without realizing what he was doing. Many knew something or detected hints, though few understood the scale of his sexual misconduct. Almost everyone had incentives to look the other way or reasons to stay silent. Weinstein faces more than 80 allegations of harassment, some criminal in nature, which he has denied. Those mentioned in the article include Hillary Clinton. The Times reporting Weinstein had long raised campaign cash for her, and her feminist credentials helped burnish his image. And Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, who the Times says sought Weinstein's advice on how to combat bad press, Weinstein reportedly recommending a lawyer who, quote, makes sure everyone sticks to the right narrative. As for how Weinstein dealt with his own bad press, it was with a mix of threats and enticements, drawing reporters close with the lure of access to stars, directors, and celebrity-packed parties, adding he was so close to David J. Pecker, the chief executive of American Media, Inc., which owns the Inquirer, that he was known in the tabloid industry as an untouchable FOP, or friend of Pecker. Within his company, the Times reports the human resource department was seen by many as protecting Weinstein, saying when one female employee complained that she was frightened to travel with Weinstein, the response was basically, let us know if he hits you or crosses a line physically. The Times adding one of the former movie mogul's signature lines was, I'm Harvey Weinstein, you know what I can do. Weinstein denies all allegations of non-consensual sex.
The Times also reporting that actress Lena Dunham warned Hillary Clinton's aides about Weinstein's behavior and his treatment of women. For her part, Clinton released a statement in October saying she was shocked and appalled by the revelations, adding Weinstein's behavior, alleged behavior, could not be tolerated.